Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, morena, Jenna.
Morena.
We got you the most epic walk-in song, a bit of earth tongue.
Yeah, absolutely. Really. I was marching down that hallway in here today.
Okay, this is exciting. It's your last loose reads with us for the year. We've got a couple more, but it's your last one with us.
My last one for the year. I'll be deep in retail service.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I bet it's been really busy.
Yeah.
It's good.
Building up.
With gift wrapping as well.
With gift wrapping. With smiles.
With Rex.
Lovely.
Speaking of Rex, we've got some ideas of some people that we really want to get books for, but we're struggling a bit.
We've had a couple
of texts, so we thought you could help us with some recs. Shall we start with Paul, who said that they really loved last year's recommendation for an older chill dude who's read a lot, enjoyed Juice by Tim Winton, which was last year's rec. What's this year's summer read for the same person?
Hi, Paul. I love that you loved last year's recommendation. I am thinking David Soleil's Flesh, which was the Booker winner. What I think about this book is that it's super compelling. You just can't put it down, and it's really spare. What was your dad saying about Flesh, Millie?
He said there's no floral language. There's no fucking around, I think.
Yeah, it's straight to the point. It's about this young Hungarian man who a traumatic thing happens to him, and he just ends up in different states of class, I would say, over the points of the book. But what's super interesting about it as well is that most of the action happens off the page. So you meet him after a big event has happened. It's quite grim, really, really cold, but I think you just won't be able to put it down. Yeah. And I'm finding it quite polarizing. I thought, oh my God, who am I going to recommend this to? But Paul, you're the one I'm going to recommend it to, because I read it in a day. And then I think also with the Booker book, it's interesting to be part of the conversation and see what the judges thought of this time. It was the first time I've guessed the winner correctly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yes.
Very
2025 is your year.
Yeah.
Yes, and to Paul, my dad is currently reading Flesh, loving it, and is also a massive Tim Winton stan.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect for Paul.
I think it's a good segue. It's sort of because Tim Winton writes really well about masculinity, and I think this is another book that will fit in that genre as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a friend who's really into trashy romance sort of stuff, so I want to get her something in that vein, but I don't want it to seem obvious that I know that she's really into the trashy romance stuff. Like, it needs to look sort of classy, but it's got to have a bit of sexiness in there.
Gotcha.
What do you got for me, Jenna?
No judgment on any trashy romance. I think the book that would be good for your friend is this one called Heart the Lover by Lily King. It's come out in the last couple of months. It is a love triangle story about this girl who kind of has a little something between two guys at college.
Mm.
And there's quite sexy sex scenes in there. Then you jump into the future and she's talking to you, but you're not quite sure who the you is. It's like you don't know which one she got with. It's really compelling, sexy, really sad. It sort of like fits within that people who like John Green books as well. So there's like lots of emotion. When I read it, I've thought, am I being manipulated into feeling something?
It almost is giving like normal people.
Yeah.
Like really sad, really sexy.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And I think, and it's got a really beautiful cover, and yeah, it's going to be a big word of mouth book, I think, and a big book club book for next year. So
very good. What about something new, something a bit of a deep cut for the person in your life who you feel like has read all the new books that have come out, so you want to get them something current but hard to find something that they might not have already read?
Yes, Nate reviewed The Silver Book last week, which I think is a really great one for that, because Olivia Lang's not super as, you know, she's not known for being, she's a fiction writer, but she's really known for her nonfiction. I think that book's so good and can appeal to a lot of people. Helm by Sarah Hall, which Nate's going to review in early January, has just hit the shelves. It was a late release. It was delayed and they've air freighted it to New Zealand. So it's only just got on the bookshelves last Friday. And then I'm reading this book at the moment. It just won the National Book Award. The True Story of Raja the Gullible and His Mother by Rabi, I haven't looked up how to say, pronounce his last name, Alameddin. And this is a Lebanese story. It is so funny. It's really good. Yeah. And we're expecting stock next week of this. It's about this older gentleman who's gay. He's a drag queen. And he lives in this little apartment in Lebanon with his elderly mother. And they have the most funniest relationship. It's really comedic. Mm. But then it goes through the civil war and really like tragic things that have happened through Lebanon. Mm. But one of my favorite visual parts of this is that he has to take in his mother. And they have this... he's taken in the family table and it's really giant for their apartment. And they have scoot around it, like to get around the house. They have to like drag their butts along the wall. And that's sort of where this book goes. So it's hilarious, but then also serious war stuff. Yeah. It's really great. So newly minted National Book Award fiction.
That
winner.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds like a read for me. I've been listening to a lot of Lebanese rock recently.
Ooh, cool.
And they know how to rip it. What about over the summer I quite like to read a book about like a intrepid journey type thing.
That's a hard question, Millie, but the first thing that I thought of, I mean, there will be stuff, I just can't think of it right off the top of my head, but and this also could be quite a good dad book, is Michael Palin in Venezuela. He always has a travel memoir such as this coming out at Christmas, and that was the first thing that came to mind. But I'm sure there's something.
I just love a good like overseas jaunt, you know.
If I think of something, I'll message you over the week.
Well, you're stuck in New Zealand.
Well, stuck in the summer.
I know. Gorgeous.
Someone's texted in that they really love Ministry of Time from last year. Anything similar for this Christmas?
Ah, yes. What's it called? Okay, well, I'm thinking of that one. Okay, yes. Remember when I reviewed Moderation by Elaine Castillo? That is the next Ministry of Time because it's got a cute romance. It's got this kind of futuristic, like tech stuff going on. I think that's your next one.
Moderation. For sure.
You could also look at On the Calculation of Volume, which I reviewed earlier in the year. The third book is just about to hit our shelves, which is the Danish translation about the time loop. And that's a bit more spare and less romancy and more philosophical. It's more in your orbital realm, but... yeah, I think Moderation.
I kind of feel like I need to add that to my list. I'm reading Octavia Butler for the first time. I don't know why it's taking me so long. And I'm not usually a very sci-fi person, but I really like the way that she does it.
If someone does it well, then they do it. But she can be quite heavy, eh?
But I like that.
Should we talk about a few memoirs?
Yes, I was I was thinking about, I loved, it took me so long to get round and get through it when I was finishing uni, but I did really love Mike McRoberts' book.
Oh, that was great. So that's beautiful. A great book. I know, and it's really motivating, I think. I think if you, like, a lot, you know, there's people that don't have time to read during the year, and summer is their time, and often a memoir can be that gateway for someone who's not a big reader. But Mana by Tame Iti, I think is a really great memoir. It's so beautiful. It's got colour photographs throughout. It's a beautiful hardcover. He's just got such an amazing life story. And for some, you know, for some people, his story is really common. But I was talking to my husband about him giving it to his dad because they're the exact same age, but have experienced, had such a different experience of growing up in New Zealand. And so it can give a little bit of insight into the way different cultures live and within. But I think he's such an amazing activist. He's so an artist. He's just so true to himself. Mm. I think he's just incredible.
Mm.
And so that's a really wonderful memoir. I've got two great music memoirs, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Patti's Back, Patti Smith, Bread of Angels. This, I mean, I think a lot of people would have read Just Kids.
I love Just Kids. I think Just Kids is like maybe one of my favourite books of all time.
It's such a touchstone book. If you didn't know her before, it introduced her to a whole new audience of people through her that. And I love all of her other books, actually. But Bread of Angels is... kind of more, probably more similar to Just Kids than her other books since then, but it's a deeper dive into her childhood before she gets on the bus to New York.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago, growing up in poverty. But then she romanticizes everything in the best way, like everything is an inspiration or an artwork. So it's also concentrates on her love story with her husband, Fred Sonic Smith. So I just find her words so comforting and safe and familiar and accessible. Like, she's someone that you feel like there's no pretension around her. You could, if you saw her, you could probably say hello and she'd be amazing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just love her admiration of the beauty of the every day.
Mm.
And then another book that I think is a really great music memoir is actually Mark Ronson's book, Night People.
Oh.
It's How to Be a DJ in 90s New York City. Mark Ronson is a like epic producer. He's won 7 Grammys. Super Nepo kid, but it meant that he had all this incredible access to music equipment, and his stepdad was Mick Jones from Foreigner, and he was DJing when he was like 13, just like a club kid, lots of drugs, lots of partying.
Insane.
He's like running into Michael Jackson. He lives next to Sean Lennon. His Robin Williams tucks him into bed one night. Like, it's just kind of, he's so self-aware of his nepo-ness, but he is a great music producer, and this really gets those foundations of the music.
It's really interesting. As my kind of trashy watch, where I don't have to think at the moment, I'm rewatching The Osbournes, and it's so weird to get a glimpse into those like nepo babies growing up doing things that, you know, I didn't do till I was like 23, but they're like 15.
And they're going to the clubs in LA.
Yeah,
and
they're going
stuff,
to the
yeah.
LA clubs, and it's like with fake IDs, and just no one questions them because they're Osbournes.
Absolutely.
So I feel like this would be a really good read to kind of like match.
Totally. Totally. And I really loved Moby's first book, Porcelain, where he's like skateboarding around New York and it's like really grimy. That captures that, and it makes me think of just that decade before Meet Me in the Bathroom by Lizzie Goodman. So if people like those types of books, he's a really good storyteller, self-aware, it's interesting, and it's really dedicated to the music. He talks about so many songs, and he has a playlist for this book as well. And
wicked.
So I would really recommend that for the music lover in your life.
I was also just thinking, not a memoir, but a biography. The Chris Knox biography looks amazing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's on my list.
That is
cool,
flying
photos
out the door. They've just been, they've just toured it around New Zealand, including Chris as well. So I think that's your great New Zealand music memoir.
Mm.
That's a great, thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah.
All good. Somebody's texted in and asked us to remind them what the
name
of the
book
with the big table that they have to scoot around is.
It's got a long long title. The true story of Raja the Gullible and his mother.
Awesome.
Nice.
But we can post it in our link when we
Put it up.
Yeah, it's so good. I've got 100 pages to go, and the middle bit that I was reading last night kind of took a different turn. It was quite intense, but it's still really funny. God, his mum's so amazing. She's hilarious. Her expression is "fuck your mother." So like, if something's like really annoying her, she says "fuck your mother," but she also says that to her son as well. It's just so good.
Oh my god, awesome. Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Oh wow, there's so much to read out there,
and
there's something for everyone for Christmas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're happy to recommend anything to you at Christmas, or even just Look, a gift voucher goes a long way. I love receiving a gift voucher. And if you can't decide, just get a book voucher. Honestly, good call. So good.
Good call. Very good. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Have an awesome rest of your year and your Christmas.
I can't believe I'm going to see you for like a month.
I know.
But parting is such sweet sorrow,
I know,
right?
But I'm going to, I have got the biggest summer reading pile. It's one of my favourite things to do over Christmas. At any time, but I'll have lots more.
I'll probably see you in the shop. I've got to go and do all my Christmas shopping now.
Cool.
So
we'll see you there.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to a bit of Patti Smith because she's got a memoir and it's wonderful.
The best.
De amor. Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real.
Was Loose Reads.